Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to the card at Limerick on this Thursday afternoon. We've got seven races from the Irish venue for you. This is the flat season begins to get well underway now. Sam Norris here with you on the podcast, and joining me on the line is Andy Holding to take a look at every race in detail and offer up his selections for the day. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Good stuff. We're well underway now for the flat season over in Ireland, but a modest day at Limerick.
Yeah, nothing special today. Looking forward to seeing Katie T in the 4:30. She's been a star, of course, over hurdles of late. I think she's probably the best performer on show. And we'll get into that race later on. I think she should provide favourite backers with a nice winner there. But yeah, one or two interesting maidens, some tricky-looking handicaps. But yeah, not to the quality that we've seen of late over in Ireland. Of course, Leopardstown having plenty of group action in the last day or two. But all the same, still not a bad card.
Yeah, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of some winners. The action starts then at 2:15 with a filly's maiden over 7 furlong. And Mulcaia is the 4-9 favourite, warm favourite for this one this morning. Correale is 11-4. It's 12-1 for Out of Context and 16s bar those. The favourite here, Andy, representing the Dermot Weld stable, who are in pretty good nick at the moment.
Yeah, very good nick. As talked upon on many occasions on the podcast recently, everyone knows now that Dermot Wells horses are in fantastic form, particularly three-year-olds and his three-year-old maiden. So high hopes will be high that Mulcair can provide the Master of Rose will be yet another winner. And there's every indication that she will. Judged on her first run at the Curra the other day behind the Warrior, obviously went into that race quite a warm favourite and got the job done for the Aidan O'Brien camp. And the Warrior, of course, ran really well yesterday as well. Considering the ground was probably a little bit too quick for him at Newmark, I thought he shaped well in that sales race, but it certainly boosted the form of Mulcair, who kept on quite well in the latter stages without being unduly punished. It was quite well fancied as well on debut and only went off 4-1 second favourite, and the time of the race is pretty good as well. Regular speed watchers will know that that performance is quite good on the clock, and the race has worked out pretty well also. Great wide open, of course. Who was six in that race, won for the podcasters of the night down in Tipperary. So, yeah, basically I'm just looking to get with that form as and when I can. The only problem is everybody else wants to get with it as well, and it's going to be sort of 1-2, 2-5. Corral looks to be the only danger. She rounded off a two-year-old campaign with an excellent effort behind Devonshire, Willie McCreary's two-year-old at the Curra towards the back end of last season, the form of which that race worked out quite well also. So, if the favourite doesn't go forward as we expect, then maybe she's the one to take advantage. But it's hard to oppose any Weld horses in these races at the moment. It does look a particularly weak race. And I think Mulcair will get the ball rolling for favourite backers in the first.
OK, Mulcair then getting the nod for Andy in the opener at Limerick at 2:15. Next up then, we have another 6 furlong maiden. This one comes up at 2:50. And the Happy Prince is the even money favourite here. Gussie Goose is 5-2. Mutad Hamen is 11-4. It's 14s bar those. Does it look as though it's going to be between the front three in the betting here, Andy?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it, really? Although, I do think this could be a little bit of an iffy race for punters. I mean, the Happy Prince probably just set the standard on that fifth behind Royal Navy ship at the Curra towards the back end of last year. Wasn't particularly well fancied. And for majority of that race, was certainly outrunning his odds with an excellent display, only to then weaken quite abruptly in the latter stages to get run down and actually run out of the frame, which seemed impossible with a furlong to run. The form of that race has kind of like got mixed messages, really. Jacobina was second and is rated in the high 90s. Has run a couple of times this season and he's managed to miss a couple of open goals. And generally speaking, I'm not overwhelmed with that race. But that said, Aidan O'Brien, similar to Dermot Weld, has started his season pretty encouragingly. And he's been well back this morning as well. I think he'll probably get the better of Goosey Goose and Mutahamen, who both were down the field the other day in that race. It was won by the Warrior. They didn't really show a great deal either, but Goosey Goose was only a 7-1 poke and never really figured. Mutahamen really did weaken in the latter stages. It's quite a surprise, actually, that Pat Smullins decided to stick with Mutahamen, because out of the two, I was least impressed with his effort. And I actually think that Rank could run quite well here. This is the surprise of the day for me, that Pats Mullins not riding this at Carl by Blame, another course inmate of Dermot Weld. And I'm going to go for a bit of a shock here, even though Lee Roach is technically on the second stringer, because I thought he showed pretty well in, I think, what was quite a decent maiden at Navan towards the back end. It went the way of Muhanned in quite a fast time. Giovanni Carlato, who was third, he was won subsequently. Harold Pitot and Sheba, they both won. And at 14-1 this morning, I've just got a sneaky suspicion this one can certainly ruffle the feathers of the front two or three in the market. So I'm going to take a bit of a punt here that Pat Smullen, once I got it, has got it wrong, but I think Lee Roach is in for a good ride here on Rank.
Right, okay, then Rank getting the pick then at 14-1 in that second race of the day. We'll move on then to the 3:25. This one is a 6 furlong handicap. Horses rated 47-65. And Bobby Jean is the 3-1 market leader. Sophie Spirit 7-1. Sevens also for Ends of the Red. Lay Darcy is 8. Same price Lady Ranger at September. Lily is a 9-1 chance, and it's 11-1 bar those. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, this is my best bet on the card here today by quite a distance. I massively want to get with this Bobby Jean, who scored in very, very impressive fashion at Tipperary the other day, in an incredibly good time for the grade. Certainly the sectional times suggest that this horse is a much, much better horse than a 55-rated horse, and I actually think that just the £5 penalty isn't enough to stop this horse from winning again, because comparing his come home her come-home time with other horses rated much higher, she either duplicated or bettered horses that I think are sort of almost virgin on listed class. I compared her with the last race won by Colour Blue and Alcasa, two horses rated 94 and 103 respectively, and she was virtually identical from the 5 furlong pole down the back straight. She ran over a good field as well. Pepper Pot, Dragon Khan went into that race in good form along with Barbecue, and of course Yes I Am, who podcasters will know that I tipped yesterday at Leopardstown, only to get another terrible ride by Chrissy Haynes. So I do think that form's really good, and like I say, if you're just comparing times like for like with other horses on that card that were much better rated, she should really be winning again, to be fair, off a mark of 60. I think she's much, much better than that. And yeah, this morning's price of 7-2, 3-1, I think this is going to collapse. I think it'll be about a 2-1, 7-4 poke, and you should get with it big time.
Okay, then Bobby Jean getting a strong vote in at 3:25. Next up at 4 o'clock, then we have a mile handicap, and Laviniad leads the market at 6-4. Solariac is an 11-4 chance. 5-1 for Private Party. Lake George is 6-1. Six of them go here, Andy. Who looks the most likely to oblige?
Yes, interesting little race here. Laviniad is obviously going to set Pulse's race in here for Willie Mullins and Joseph O'Brien. Rare ride on the flat now for Joseph O'Brien, you could argue. She's got a very short, scratchy, choppy action that is very much well suited to soft ground, and she finally got the monkey off her back with a win on her 13th start. That was at Cork last year. Followed her up with another good run in a competitive handicap at Leopardstown beyond Unsinkable. Her times are quite good. Profile's not bad at all. And in a weaky sort of race, you'd expect her to sort of run up to a decent standard here. But there is one that I do think could outrun her odds that caught my eye the other day in that race. It was won by the Warrior. Of course, this is a form line that many podcasters now are revisiting. And considering that she was running over 6 furlongs on her seasonal reappearance, it wasn't a great surprise to see her very, very slowly away and towards the rear through the majority of that race. She just couldn't go to pace. I mean, she made her debut in a mile one maiden at Leopardstown. So what she was doing running over 6 furlongs, God only knows. I think she was just basically using that run as a prep to get handicapped. And if that's the case, then she could be quite well treated here. Now, stepping back up to a trip more in keeping with her profile off a mark of 70. We know she handles the ground. And I like the way she went through the line the other day at the cover, even though she was well behind at halfway. She actually picked off plenty of failing rivals in the latter stages. So an eye-catching run first time out on ground and trip that wouldn't have suited, up to a mile on handicap debut. I think this horse is way, way overpriced this morning, around about the 7 or 8 to 1 mark. So let's go with Witty Repartee to cause a shock in the 4 o'clock.
Okay, then Witty Repartee in that 4 o'clock race, Randy. At 4:30, then we have another handicap. A mile and three is the trip this time, and KCT is the even money favourite. Dancing with Angels is 7-2, 6-1 for Prince Cup. My Matador is 9-1, same price about Uncharted Waters. and 12s bar those. You mentioned it right at the top of the podcast, Andy. KTT has been winning over the obstacles there back in January and around the end of last year, including a grade three, but she's handy enough on the flat.
Oh, she is, yeah. She's decent and under both cards, you're right, Sam. I really like this mare. And so I do connections as well, having plundered a big pot at Leopardstown the last time we saw her. It's been a while since I've seen her horse win a competitive race such as that in the fashion that KTT did on that afternoon. Absolutely bolted up. She travelled like the wrath of God through that race and disposed of a good field in very ready fashion. She beat plenty of informed horses who obviously were laid out for the race. And I'm just actually surprised that she hasn't been back over hurdles subsequently. I don't know why connections haven't run her, let's say, in the county hurdle at Cheltenham or plenty of other big handicaps in Ireland. Maybe they're just saving her for the Punchestown Festival in a couple of weeks' time, and this is to put the final touches on it. Or maybe she's just seen as a potential listed class filly on the flat. I mean, her last run towards the back end of the season at Leopardstown was a wildly impressive one as well, when she beat, again, another decent field in the shape of Callinorlin and Pyromaniac, who went into that race in good form. She's already got form around this track as well in a grade three when she beat Uticare a year or so ago. So she just ticks every single box here. I actually think that even money 11 to 10 this morning is a total gift. I think that's like finding it in the streets. I think she's absolutely different class to this lot. I know Dancing with Angels comes in here in good form, but that horse took amazingly 34 runs to get off the mark. And I know she followed up the other day at Garran Park, but that wasn't a real egg and spoon apprentice race. Far removed what she's taking on today in the shape of KTT. And I expect her, KTT to totally brush her aside. One or two horses I don't know a great deal about, like Prince Coop and My Matador, but either way, I do think KTT will win this. I was going to nap this horse today until obviously Bobby Jean popped along and I had to go with that one. But like I said, anything above even money for this KTT, and I think you'd be well rewarded.
Okay, then KTT getting the vote there in the 4:30. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 5:05. This one is a maiden over a mile and 3 furlongs, and we have joint favourites here in the shape of Awesome Star and Khalifa, both 9-4, 6-1 for Highly Toxic, 7-1 bar those. Who's the interesting one here?
Yeah, several interesting ones. Obviously, Khalifa will come under scrutiny, trained by Dermot Weld. As we know, the maidens have been very much easy pickings for the Master of War as well this season. And he's got a nice candidate here in this filly by Sindar. I'm not sure what went wrong with her on her last run of the season as a three-year-old, when she was seventh only at Leopardstown, following a real eye-catching debut at the same track early on in the season. Maybe she just hadn't quite gone forward as connections to hope. But don't forget, she was having a six-month sabbatical when she reappeared and was a disappointing favourite. She's certainly got to improve, but the likelihood that she will has to be quite high. But I'm going to go with Awesome Star here. It's a little bit churlish, really, to an opposer, Dermot Weld, also at the moment. But I'm going to do that in the shape of John Oxey's colt by Sea of the Stars. He also, similarly to Khalifa, ran a couple of encouraging races on his three-year-old campaign. Third behind Sea of the Line, first time out at the Curragh. And then a nice run behind one of Dermot Weld's stars in potential, anyway. A horse called Masinga, that was at the Galway Festival. And that horse has won twice, including the listed race already this season. Has got the tongue tie on for the first time. And John Oxey's horse has also made a good start to the season. Of course, Corbata won for the podcasters yesterday at Leopardstown. So plenty of encouragement there from Awesome Star. Around about a 5-2 shot this morning. I'm going to take him to turn over the dome at Well Filly on this occasion in that 5:05.
Okay, then Awesome Star for Andy in the 5:05. The final race of the day comes up at 5:35 from Limerick. This one is a handicap over the mile and 3 furlong trip again. Just three go in this, Andy, the richest race of the day, but an interesting trio nonetheless.
Yes, very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing this Villman. I know Mickey Huffer thinks quite a bit of him if you read his stable tour today. He gives this horse one or two nice paragraphs, and you can see why. He's very much going in the right direction. Fifth on debut beyond Success Days. Of course, lowered the Derby favourites' colours at Leopardstown the other day. Stepped up on that with an eye-catching third beyond Old Man River at the Curragh in a good time. And then rounded off his season perfectly with a workmanlike win at Tipperary. For those that took the short price odds, you were made to sweat in the latter stage. He's only got the better of Intense Pride. That form, to be fair, wouldn't be good enough. And you could argue that a rating of 87 is a little bit steep on that last run, but on the Curragh run, maybe not. First time on soft ground, looks a staying type, sure to take all the beating here, but I'm not going to necessarily take him on, but I'm going to take the second favourite on, Magic of Christmas. And I threw up King of Christoph without the favourite here. If you can hit the better forecast, or like I say, without Vilman, you've almost got a match between the other two. And I do think King Christoph's potentially well treated here for Paddy Prendergast. I certainly think they'll get the better of Magic of Christmas, the Deegan filly, who ran a shocker the other day when favourite down at Cork on its seasonal reappearance. And that horse is very exposed, whereas King Christoph has been running in the very best company. An enlisted race and third beyond Convergence. OK, he was well beaten on his last start at Leopardstown, but that was a real hot race. Porish Boy went into the race good form, so did Order at St George. Success Days, of course, was fourth in that race, and he's won twice already this season. So that was a real deep, deep race. So it wouldn't surprise me if King Christoph, at 5-1, way outrun his odds. And like I say, I think he'll chase down the favourite, even if he doesn't win.
OK, plenty to think about there then in the final race of the day. If you could just remind us, please, of your seven selections for Limerick's action on Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like being another good day for Dermot Weld, and hopefully we'll start in the best possible fashion with Mullacara in the first. I'm going to take a little bit of a punt that Rank outruns its odds for Dermot Weld in the second race. The nap on the card, nap of the day is Bobby Jean. I'll be absolutely flabbergasted if that horse doesn't oblige again like it did the other day down in Tipperary. Witty Repartee gets a tentative vote in the 4 o'clock. Nice run first time out from that filly. I think she'll run well. Katie T's the star performer, the standout of the day, 11-10 this morning. That looks an absolute gift. In the 5.05, Awesome Star, hopefully will run well for the Ox Camp with the first-time tongue-tied. Vilman is all going to be all the rage in the last race, but I do think King Christoph could give you a little bit of run for your money at 5-1, or indeed if you do a forecast.
OK, there we are then, the thoughts of our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, ahead of the card at Limerick on Thursday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and look forward to Limerick today.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.